Every time I click more, hang on. Okay. I guess I was recording already. So, thanks everyone for coming to the Pony Development Sync for February 6th, 2024. I'm Joe McElvain. If those others on the call would like to say their name so that people can associate a name to the voice when they listen to the recording later, now is the good time for that.
Hi, I'm Sean Allen.
And I'm Gord Tischer.
All right, then. Let's take a look at our auto-generated agenda for today. We have in the Pony C repo, we have some pull requests, beginning with 4491 in the Pony C repo. This is from Sean. It's entitled Fix Compiler Warning. It is removing a stray plus sign, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. That's a
Which
weird one. It
causes a
looks like it was
compiler
from
warning.
a Git diff.
I guess, yeah, I don't know how it ended up in there, but I was doing something the other day and I noticed the compiler warning go by and I was like, that's weird. And I took another look at it. I was like, I'm okay, it compiles. Well, that's a thing. All right. But yeah, no.
That's fun that it compiles. Okay. I'm marking as approved. There's the CI failure that was expected because the linter doesn't know about the macOS 14 runners yet, but I would say go ahead and feel free to merge. Gordon has
Right.
also approved.
It's done.
Within PR 4490, fix for potential memory corruption in array.copy2. It says this is heavily based on work from Stefan DD in PR 4173.
Yes, which he closed some time ago, and this kind of got dropped. It's his code from there, a couple of his tests, and then I added the other t test that I had asked for as part of that PR, and then some additional tests beyond that.
Okay. So reading the release notes, it says array.copy2 previously did not check whether the source or destination arrays had been initialized or whether the requested number of elements to be copied exceeded the number of available elements or allocated memory. These issues would result in potential dereferencing of a null pointer or attempts to access unallocated memory. So yeah, we have. There's a bunch of tests and the main changes to the code itself. It's now checking if. Let's see. So we're starting at source index, which is zero by default. Oh, no, there is no zero by default. But starting at source index, so we're making sure the source index and destination index are both. Let's see. So source index is compared with less than to size. Destination index is compared with less than or equal to for size. Oh, that's right, because we can append onto the destination. That's right. And then, yeah, we truncate the source count based on the size available minus the source index. That makes sense. And we only copy if the count's greater than zero, which involves reserving the appropriate amount in the destination. And doing the pointer copy itself. And then we now adjust size.
If the size was
Okay.
needed to be adjusted. Yep.
Yeah. Makes sense. I'm marking it as approved from my side. Gordon, any comments from you?
Oh, looks good to me.
We'll
All
merge.
right. Moving on to 4486. Bug when serializing bare lambdas. I believe we maybe discussed this one last week, potentially. Maybe spent some time
Yep.
troubleshooting that, and it
Yeah,
was
you came up with the
the
fix.
correct fix. Okay.
I wrote the release notes and added a regression test.
Great. Does That's interesting. Yeah, I guess the serialization code gets compiled whether you're using it or not, doesn't it? So even just having a class with a bare lambda field was enough to trigger it. All right, marking as approved. Gordon also approved. And it goes. Within the Pony C repo still, issue ticket 3467. This is a ticket from Gordon, entitled, once, yeah, add back the ability to compile without dash pic, PIC, position independent code, to the CMake build system. And it says once, yeah, this is from Gordon in 2020. Once,
What?
3234 is merged, we should update the CMake build system to be able to build without dash pic for performance reasons. Sham is asking, was this ever done? Gordon's saying, unfortunately, no. And yeah, it's marked as good first issue, help wanted enhancement. So if anybody wants to help out with the CMake configuration, that is a good option for you. And looks
Yeah,
like
this one
Sean
slipped through the
removed the
cracks.
discussed during screen clip. What was that?
It slipped through the cracks. I was going to look at it, but
No, it's fine.
if you want to take it, go for it.
All right. And moving on to the let's see, do we need to look at the Corral release issue or not?
Nope,
Probably not.
I closed that. I had forgotten to close it.
Okay, moving on to the HTTP underscore server repo, PR73, add special handling for parsing WebSocket data. So this
Yeah.
is from Sandro Covo, who has been active in Zulip recently and wants to use WebSocket connections, found the HTTP server was missing some stuff that would allow that. And yeah, there's some feedback from Matthias yesterday. He's mentioning that the protocol itself is not trivial to implement, and it shouldn't go through the HTTP parser. Instead, it should be possible to somehow call session.upgrade with a new handler. And then this new handler will receive data and will be able to send data to the given connection, including doing WebSockety stuff. And Matthias offers to help figure out the details of how that should look. So it looks like this is doing. Okay, so this is just adding a WebSocket field that checks if the upgrade colon WebSocket header was supplied, and if so, it starts. Yeah, the handler will receive chunks. Yeah, so it looks like. There, Matthias is saying there's more needed to handle WebSockets, particularly, including like the base framing protocol. And yeah, control frames, data frames. So it looks like it, yeah. Probably how this should look is either like a separate library that handles WebSockets that can interact nicely with the HTTP server library. And it looks like Matthias is offering to help figure out the details of how that looks. Anybody have comments or questions on this? drain the sink. All right. Let's take a look then at pull request 71 in the HTTP server repo still. This is from Sean. He mentions that not setting it makes some clients unhappy. Yeah, some clients such as curl may hang. So this is even when there is no response body, making sure the content length header is there and set to zero when that happens.
Matthias,
Sounds good.
thinks there's a different way it should be done. I assume, based on his comment, it's because this might break the chunked support for the way I did it. So he's going to take over and handle this.
Okay. So
That's how I
I will move.
interpreted his stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I went straight to looking at the changes and did not read didn't read that. So I'm gonna dismiss my own review here. All right. Moving on to the JSON
You can ignore that.
repo,
That was an issue I found on the Pony C repo, and related to when J that JSON library was still part of the standard library, and I moved it over to the new repo. So,
okay, just got transferred.
and then I didn't think to go look at it and pull the discuss during sync label off.
All right. Now, looking at.
By the same token, on the RFCs, for some reason, my doing that triggered 191 in the RFC repo to get a tag on it. I'm thinking because it was
Okay.
linked. So the only thing we
Yeah, it
have
must have
left
been like
is,
updated. Yeah.
yeah, the only thing we have left is 213 in the RFC
Okay.
repo. Oh yes, because
So in the
291 in the Pony Up repo was another one that I had already done, but I forgot to close the issue.
Okay, so moving on to the RFC's repo, we have pull request 213. This is from Sean. Add constrained types RFC. During the last during the last sync call, we looked at this for a second time and marked it as final comment period. And Adrian was going to look at the Adrian Boyko was going to look at the look at it asynchronously and give feedback. It looks like he did give a suggestion that Sean implemented.
It was a very good suggestion. Unfortunately, he did it in a way that wasn't obvious the first time, so he ended up commenting on it again.
Okay. Yeah, so renaming validation errors as validation failure makes sense. Still good with me. I'm gonna mark this as approved on my side. I already did, but I'm gonna mark it as approved again. Gordon, have you had a chance to review this RFC? What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it looks good to me.
All right. Well, Sean, I assume you approve as well, being the person who wrote it. That gives us unanimous among our attendees for today, and I haven't seen any serious objections or any objections at all, really, apart from small suggestions that have already been implemented. I haven't seen anything like that in the RFC thing. I think there's no like dangling dissent. So I say let's go ahead and ratify.
Yes. Woot. All right. I will squash and merge. And
Sounds
I
good.
will create the issue and everything over in the other one. Or I will just probably open the PR. No, I will do the thing. I will do the whole putting the issue up and everything before I open the PR.
I mean, I don't think you really need to, but
We
You
have
could
a
just
thing
link
in
to the
there
PR instead of
for the
linking to the issue.
for tracking to the issue. So it, I mean, it doesn't hurt. It's a little extra
Okay.
bit. It keeps them consistent. And if somebody ever writes a tool that looks at the RFCs, right, and try to analyze them,
Yeah.
it won't be a snowflake.
Okay. Sounds good. So that takes us through our agenda for today. Does anybody have any other topics, items to discuss while we're here together?
Not at this time.
All right, then. Thanks, everyone, for those who attended and those who listened to the recording later. And I apologize for my muffled clicking around trying to get the recording to start when it had, in fact, already started. So thanks, everyone. Bye.